Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So how far can you push before you push too hard? Like when you're dealing with a corporate and you're trying to negotiate and trying to go back and forth, and it's like sometimes you can try to, you know, push somebody too hard and then it just blows the deal up and then
that's a great question.
Nobody wins. So.
I would say this. It's as far as my clients want us to go because we always strategize. Y'all know this. Like if you want to pull it up, if you want to take it off the table, we'll take it off the table. We're going on this ride together. So my answer is as far as we decide we want it to go. And if because we're pushing and advocating for something we really stand on is your vision and your brand, stand on it. If they don't want it, I promise you somebody else will. Promise. Seen it enough.
So you said transactional attorney, right? So like how does a transactional attorney actually make a living, right? Is it through the contracts? Is it as a retainer? Because some people have no idea.
They're yes.
Like, oh, you're a lawyer. My mom told me to be one.
Like, yeah. And they have no idea.
Yeah, like, how do you make money?
Absolutely. So it could be a hybrid effect. It could be hourly rates. But attorneys, depending on where you go, they do less of hourly rates. It could be flat rates, low. Okay, if I review this contract, it costs X amount. But as clients are growing, then you could have a hybrid of retainer. And then for transactional deals, when you all are hearing deals in entertainment, usually an attorney, when the deal is brought in, we'll do something called paper. Like, and they want you to paper it. It's, you know, the ideas and everything have been discussed, and they want you to make sure you're going over with a fine tooth comb, the legalese and all of that. You get 5% of the deal. Mm-hmm. That was standard pretty much in any side of the industry, music, film, television, anything. And then there are other ways for the entrepreneurial people that are attorneys to say, if you bring something of value to your client, then you all collaborate on whatever, you know, that percentage would be there. But generally speaking, if you're on the entertainment side, an attorney will get paid 5% of the deal that's papered that they are like reviewing and going through.
Can we talk about relationships again? Mm-hmm. Because, and I'm glad you used the word silos, because entertainment is your silo. Yeah. But there's been times when there things have been brought, it might be trademark, it might be cryptocurrency, where that might not be your silo. Mm-hmm. Talk about how that works with collaborating with another attorney whose specialty is that.
Absolutely. A lot of it is big on, I just love that my clients trust me. I'm like, okay, it's not what I do. And trust, I want the best, because I always want the best for everyone. I don't want to sit here and guinea pig what anybody's going through. Like, I like to stay in my lane. I like to say I can do what's in my lane with my eyes closed, because I have a passion for it and a fervor for it. But when it's something outside and I know there's a lot that could be lost, I'm going to bring in somebody that does the same thing I do in their space. So that's what I do. It's just always knowing you can never, ever know too many people. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know somebody in space, oh, I got to find them, because I need it to look like magic to you all. That's why I almost need it. Like, oh, this person appeared, but you might not see in the back end. It's like, okay, figuring out all this. But like, it just has to be, because your worlds are moving so fast. So it's my job, I take that very personally, to like find the right person. Again, my default is always, am I going to enter this contract? Am I going to handle it like it's mine? I take it that personally. Like, so we got to find people who get it done.
I have a theory that there's no such thing as a bad contract, right? Because I feel like unless your lawyer just completely lied to you and you weren't, you know, aware of what you actually signed, take that out of it. But like, if you're aware of what you signed, because, you know, a lot of musicians, they come back and they have arguments with their former head of their label, or things of that nature. Like, you know, they took advantage of me, or I signed away my masters and, you know, I got a raw deal. I feel like it wasn't a bad deal when you signed it.
Yeah.
Because if it was a bad deal, you wouldn't have signed
it. Real.
It's like, it's a bad deal 6 months or a year later when you're a different person.
Yeah.
And you got a lot more leverage. Mm-hmm. It's like, you didn't want to wait. You didn't want to do the independent route. You didn't want to build leverage, which I'm not even knocking it, but that's why your deal is structured the way it is. So I said that before, got some backlash for it, but I just felt like it's everything is always looked at in the reverse.
Absolutely.
But it's like, what if it didn't work out and I paid you money and I gave you all of this and I didn't make anything from it, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's my philosophy on life, that there's no such thing as a bad deal unless you were misinformed.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this question though. What about, which is a scenario which we want to break this, which is what y'all are doing, a lot of people in our community, in the Black community, they do it out of desperation. They really need $100,000. I'm not condoning it. I'm just throwing it out. In the scenarios, they really need that money. It's not coming from anywhere else. No, it's not life-changing, because we know after, what I always want to remind people, you start out with $100,000, you pay the government, got to pay your lawyer, got to pay your manager. So you are probably walking away with 50 to 60% of that money, right? But they don't factor that in, but they need it. So I want to ask, I mean, I know, because I know your answer probably is going to be the same, but like, what do you think about that? Because Rashad, that's probably 75% the reason why these people enter this.
If you if you're under the premise of I'm signing my masters away for $100,000, right? Yeah. And you're informed this is what you're doing. To me, that's not a bad deal. It's a bad deal if they say, all right, $100,000, you're still gonna own your masters, but in the contract somewhere, you kind of like got swindled.
Yeah.
And then it's like, damn, I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But you willingly gave it away. Mm-hmm. You thought about it.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. Mm-hmm. Because it, in that moment, $100,000 could change your life.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's like, if it was a bad deal, you wouldn't sign it.
That's right.
So when people say like, yeah, you did it out of desperation, that's a good deal. Mm-hmm. Because at that point in time, I made a rational decision that $100,000 is more valuable than my master's.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a fair assessment. Troy, what are your thoughts?
I agree.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the education part is so important. But I think having a good attorney in this situation is important as well. Because a lot of times in those situations, somebody's been appointed to them.
Yep, absolutely.
And they may not have their best interests. I think that's one of the things that you say to us every time we have a meeting. It's like, y'all know I got your best interest in mind. Absolutely. And I feel like that's the truth, right? Because we've had plenty of dealings. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times that is not the case. Mm-hmm. So on top of it, yes, there's desperation, but who's advising you to say like yes or no?
No, it's crazy. But a lot of these people, back to what both of y'all are saying, it's what breaks my heart because I'm still like one of those people. I know I've been in this business long enough to know what's out there and I'm tough enough to deal with it, but I still have the heart to be like, oh, every time I hear one of those stories, because it's the same old, which I'm getting what y'all are saying. By now, people should get it. Mm-hmm. They should get it, but it doesn't make it any less painful because until we break some of these cycles where we have enough income to not be in these, what some call oppressive deals, right? Then it's unfortunately going to keep happening. But the way around it, it's not happening as much, you all, because there are a lot more independent artists. But this was happening, it was rampant, you know, 10 years ago. But now in the age of, I'm doing more independent deals on the music side than anything, you all. Just to give context, I haven't done a major deal with the particular clients I'm working with in almost 2 years.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.